Local Shakedown, where every week we play the best of Colorado's indie music scene.
Stick with us for the next 2 hours and you'll find that some of the greatest music today is right here in Colorado.
This is the Local Shakedown on Radio 1190.
Francisco, attacked by a herniated disc. Go and see Dr. Gurley, the incredible medical myth. She gave me some pills to take, but told the pain to die. But now my feet couldn't touch the ground, because I was still so high. While in San Francisco, I stayed with a jello man. We talked about the wicked West and the politics at hand. Out in San Francisco, in the land of the surf and the sand, I did a special show one night with the great mutilator rock band. There was punk rock here and wrestling there. Incredibly strange was everywhere. Tortillas flying in the air. Was a knife that could raise your hair. A shocking razor edge coming to be there.
Shakedown, and that was a brand new song by Ralph Jean. He's actually here with us in the studio, and so is Connor from Under the Mattress.
That's right. We got the Star Trek and Rock and Roll Cowboy with us. How's it going,
and,
Ralph?
And it's really great to be here. I have looked forward to doing this, and I'm really excited about the opportunity and chance to come down here and play. Because I know that it's really been an advantage to me for a lot of my songs that have come out on my CDs that have been played over the air down here, and you people have done a real good job putting them out so that people could find out what they're all about.
Well, thanks for putting so much stuff out over these many years.
Now, that song that you just opened the program with,
mm-hmm.
Incredibly Strange, that's the latest, newest song that I've written. Well, I take that back. There is another one. I won't go into detail. It's called Multicolored Jam. But we'll talk about that sometime in the future. But anyway, Incredibly Strange. Actually, it's a true story. Back in 1998, I was asked to come out and play in San Francisco and was invited to stay at the home of Jello Biafra. And actually, if you listen to that song, every line in the song is actually the truth, no matter how weird it might sound, how crazy it might sound. We had a lot of fun out there, and I did play several shows and was backed up by a band called the Mutilators, which is one of the things the song mentions. But anyway, I wanted to... since it's one of the latest things that I also went down to Sun Studio in Memphis and recorded, I just wanted to bring it out here and just give it a shot, just give it a little bit of a chance to be aired and get a little life.
You were talking with Jello about how you sat up and talked about the Old West.
Yeah,
you
seem pretty we ever.
You seem pretty fascinated with the Old West. What intrigues you about it?
Oh, everything. It's to me, it's a vital part of what America's all about. From the very beginning, right after our country won its liberty and all, from Daniel Boone and the early pioneers that went into Kentucky, to all the people who moved west and did all the things they did that brought about the kind of a nation we have now. Especially out here in the West where we're living and all. of course, being from Texas, I got really fascinated with the true histories and careers of the gunfighters, the lawmen, the outlaws, and some of them that were mountain men and all this. I wanted to see, since there had been so many movies made about all these characters, whether they were good men or bad men, that's another question. But a lot of them were very good men with good intentions. And I wanted to know what they really did instead of, just all the hype that sometimes goes into movies and you don't know what to believe and what not to believe. So.
Well, you want to play a few more for us?
Yeah. I got a sure it's going to be live, because I'm fixing to do it live on this program right now. I'm going to kick it off with Rocky Road Blues. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. This old road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Some other man got my baby. I got the blues and I'm wearing the soles right out of my shoes. Yeah, I got the blues and I'm wearing the soles right out of my shoes. My baby went away and left me with his doggone blues. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Honey, this old road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Some other cat forgot my baby and gone. Left in the water till the old well runs dry.
Yeah, gonna lap a piss of water till the old well runs dry. You never miss your baby until she says goodbye. Well, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Honey, this old road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Some other man forgot my baby is gone. Yeah, the road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. This old road is rocky, but it won't be rocky long. Some other man forgot my baby and gone.
Sorry about that. The old voice got a little hoarse on the way over. Might have had something to do with those French fries and that Pepsi let us down a minute ago. But anyway, I do a lot of rockabilly music, and I do a lot of what seems to be called outsider music. And so I'm just going to... Where'd that deal go? Fire one at me. Don't make any difference.
You want to do kill for a cigarette?
Yeah, I have a friend named Mr. Greg Ego, who penned this song, who wrote it. And when I was down in Memphis back in 2002, I had the honor of his permission and the honor of recording this song. And I love it. And it goes like this. If they made nicotine illegal, it would follow like the alphabet. Crime would grip this city, and they would kill for a cigarette. They would kill for a cigarette. The ATF knows what they'd get. They would kill for a cigarette. They would batter and brutalize just to feel that smoke get in their eyes. They would kill for a cigarette. Killing for a cigarette, and they're not even half lit yet. Killing for a cigarette to protect their mob interest. They would kill. They would kill for a cigarette. They honored Robert Johnson on the stand. They airbrushed out his cigarette. He sold his soul at the crossroads for that cigarette. They went and took away his cigarette. If someone got caught with a smoking gun, they wouldn't be the only one. When they crack a pack, they're a dancer. Their astrological sign is Cancer. They would die. Lie. They would kill for a cigarette. Thank you, folks.
So you think now that Denver has a smoking ban, there's a bunch of killers loose on the streets?
Now that Denver has a smoking ban, what would you say?
In the bars and everything, you know, you can't smoke indoors anymore.
Yeah, I know about that. And, well, like last year, or year before last and last year, well, I guess it's just 2007. I don't know how long the law has been in effect. It was really funny because you can't go out the door with a drink, you know, and you can't smoke inside. And so we'd have people in there actually listening to the music, having drinks, and this, that, and the other. And as soon as there was just a little break, any kind of a break at all, they'd go right out the door, and they were out there for the cigarette. And it's kind of interesting. I almost made the mistake of walking out the door with a drink. You know, it wasn't anything but a cola or something like that. But everybody says, get back inside, because the police will be down here, man. They're going to think it's something else. And I said, I totally understand, you know. I just, people are used to being able to do those things together. And I know how hard it is on people to have to put up with that. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a song that I wrote back in 1965. And actually, it was my response to the wave of Beatlemania that had hit in 1964. And it kind of capsized my early career down in Texas. And I really didn't have any idea what to do about it, but I thought maybe I'd just write a song and go with that. So anyway, here's what I came up with. And there's a Sun recording of this that I did down in Memphis too, but it's another one of those things that's tucked away to be released someday. It goes like this.
In the state of depression, in the city of despair, I'm standing on the corner of tension and tears. I've got a pocket full of heartaches, some dreams that won't come true, and a little diamond souvenir, 'cause you said we were through. You're driving me crazy, crazy, psycho over you. You're driving me crazy, crazy. You've hurt me through and through. Oh, why did you leave me? Well, I guess I'll never know. Why did you let our love die? Why couldn't it grow, grow? All over, and you said your goodbye. I only wish I had the will to laugh instead of cry, 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 cry. You're driving me crazy, crazy, psycho over you. You're driving me crazy, crazy, over you, baby, over you, woo, honey, over you.
Very nice. You're tuned into Radio 1190's The Local Shakedown. We've got Ralph Jean live in studio. We're going to go back into some music, and then Ralph Jean will play some more, and we'll talk with him in a little bit.
Yep.
Catherine, what do we got coming up?
I have a song queued up by your friend Gregory Ego, the one you were talking about, Cinderella City. So we'll listen to that, and then hear more from Ralph Jean.
Find her friends. I saw them take.
you're tuned in to the Local Shakedown on Radio 1190. Those last two songs I played were by American Relay, Curtain Call, and then Reverend Deadeye did Burying My Baby. Those guys are both going to be playing a show at Bender's tomorrow night.
It's going to be a damn good one, too.
Yeah, the Reverend Deadeye was just down here on, under the mattress on Sunday, and it was a wonderful performance.
I heard that show.
Yeah. Oh, let me get your mic on.
We're in the studio right now with the Star Trek and Rock and Roll Cowboy, Ralph Jean, and...
Yep. There's one thing I have to do first.
All right.
Got to read the low power warning. due to FCC regulations, we'll be decreasing our power shortly during the day. Our signal reaches all across the Front Range, and at night, Radio 1190 can be heard throughout Boulder and northern Denver. So if you can't get us on the radio anymore, get over to radio1190.org. So now that that's taken care of, you can. Do you want to play a song now, or do some answer some questions?
If you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer.
How long
them,
you been playing music, Ralph?
Well, I've been doing music about as long as I've been interested in the rock and roll music that came out of the 1950s. When I first started doing music, I actually wasn't. That interested in rock and roll and or anything lacking to it necessarily, just music in general. I was going to school down in San Antonio. It was a rough school on the west side of town, and some of the kids would come over, you know, to the school, junior high, and they'd actually roll the younger kids that were over there for their lunch money and all that kind of thing. And so anyway, what I'm saying is that in some of the classes that I had a lot of friends in the classes, and I got to where I started writing songs. I didn't really plan to do this, but, parody things like Home on the Range, something like Oh, Give Me a Home Where the Teachers Don't Roam and School Books Are All Packed Away, where seldom is heard the principal's word and the schoolroom is closed for the day. And so I'd get up in front of the class and I'd do these things anytime the teacher was out of the room. And I had, you know, three or four songs. One of them was a Japanese rain song that's on the CD. And I was kind of doing this as a part of survival, because it became clear to me that if you were some kind of an entertainer, you'd have a better chance of surviving. More people would like you. And so they wouldn't want to attack you and waste you, you know, if you were an entertainer. It's kind of like being
a smart decision.
It's kind of like being out a street singer out on the street corner. There's a lot of trouble that goes on out in the streets, but everybody leaves the street guitar player alone, because everybody wants the ones that are out in the street. Usually like music, and they like what's going. They want somebody out there playing music, mm-hmm. And so it's the same kind of thinking.
Well, you came from a pretty musical household, right? Wasn't your mom a singer? Or?
My mother was a piano teacher, and she wrote songs and sang some very good ones, even some gospel songs that she wrote. And my sister, Darlene, she was a good singer too, and mostly, it all came, you know, through my mother. And it was actually my mother, when I bought my first guitar, she gave me one lesson, you know, where I learned three chords on the guitar. And I took those three chords and started playing the latest song that I'd written, the newest song that I'd written. And I played that song over and over again because I didn't know nothing else until I could do that. And finally, one day, I actually discovered I could go over to a second song. So anyway, it's so I'm ready to go here. You ready to hear another one?
Yeah, yep. Of course.
The other night, me and my gal went ballin'. The other night, me and my gal went ballin'. Went to a place called Joe's, 'cause that's where everybody goes. When we walked in, she turned every face in the place. When we walked in, she turned every face in the place.
when a cool cat jumped up and made a play for my girl. Oh yeah, come on boy, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. Don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. When you messed with me, that only rings my alarm. Well, the music was a-rockin' and the joint was a-jumpin' with jive. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said the music was a-rockin' and the joint was a-jumpin' with jive. When the same cool number made the same old move. Oh, yeah, I hit him in the head. Don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. I said, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. When you mess with me, that only rings my alarm. Don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. I said, don't mess with me, 'cause I got a cast iron arm. When you mess with me, that only rings my alarm. That'll teach you to mess around with me, boy. Oh, yeah.
You tell him.
Shall I proceed?
Yep.
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
I'd like to do a song that I wrote in the year 2000. And I have a lot of fun with this one. It's on my CD. Double CD on the Sun Sessions part of it. Goes like this. I'm with a traveling band. I drive an old Ford van. When it comes to love, the women know that I can. I'm the coolest cat that ever is what I am. I'm a girl go-getter. I'm a mojo man. Multiplicity ain't nothing new to me. I can make one girl or handle two and three. And if there's more, I'm knocking down my door. Well, I can work them in and I can up my score. Now when I'm dead and my spirit's free, I'll still be busy as a bumblebee. Come heaven or hell, wherever I'm at, if there's a she, if she's in luck, she'll be sharing me. I'm a traveling man. I drive an old Ford van. When it comes to love, the women know that I can. I'm the coolest cat that ever is what I am. I'm a girl go-getter. I'm a tiger man. Wow! I'm a traveling man. I drive an old Ford van. When it comes to love, the women know that I can. I'm the wildest cat who ever stalked this land. I'm a girl go-getter. I'm a tiger man. I'm the baddest cat to ever strut this land. I'm a girl go-getter. I'm a tiger man. Rawr. Let's hear it from the men. Now let's hear it from the women. I'm bad on bad on bad on bad. I'm black on bad on bad. Down, 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 bad.
That was a great one.
It's a lot of fun.
Ralph, don't you have a show coming up here? pretty soon?
Tomorrow night, Saturday night at the Continental Club in downtown Denver, on Santa Fe and something. I'm not quite sure which what street it intersects with, but I'll be opening a show for some other bands. Did you tell me the name of the band that you saw on the list?
Yeah, the other band is Whiskey Throttle.
All right, okay. I'll be opening the show for Whiskey Throttle and...
And that's the only band playing.
Okay. Then I'll be opening the show for Whiskey Throttle.
Yep.
And so I hope to see all of you that are within earshot of my voice. Hope to see all of you come down to see the show. And if you like what I do, we'll do it up in brown paper and we'll have a lot of fun. And I know you people enjoy Whiskey Throttle.
All right. Do you want to play another song or talk some more?
I'm willing to do either. somebody told me one time that they thought it was better when I sing than when I talk. I don't know whether they're right or not, but that was their opinion.
You want to do Homicidal Me?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. This is a one of my signature songs that's on my CD. Actually, the original CD came out in 1997, and it was put out by Boyd Rice on the Hierarchy label. Shannon Dickey, a man I met who was working at Wax Trax, who became my manager and mentor down in that area of town where I was singing close to Wax Trax out on the street. He actually got Boyd Rice to listen to some of my music, some of the tapes that I brought in. And it was through his effort that Boyd Rice and I got together, and Boyd got to the point that he wanted to put out the 1997 CD. And he's also involved in putting out this second double CD that came out 10 years later with another associate who's a good friend of mine, Mr. Brian Clark.
Did you ever play with Boyd Rice? Did you guys ever write songs together, or did you just put your stuff out?
No, we never wrote any songs together, but we have, in the past, we did talk a couple of times about maybe getting into some studio and recording something together. We haven't done that, but it's something that we might do it sometime.
Oh, yeah, I hope that happens. Mm-hmm. That'll be an interesting endeavor.
Jello Biafra and I actually did do a recording session in early 2000. And, of course, it's something that it's not a finished product, so it's never come out or anything. And probably needs more work. But at Absent Studio, we did get together and do a session one time. Now, I was going to play another song.
Yeah.
Homicidal Me.
Got it. Homicidal Me, the man you see. Yes, I'm going to be on a killing spree underneath the moon. Full and shining moon, homicidal me.
Oh,
I got a knife and gun. It will be fun killing him or her or everyone on my killing spree. Happy as can be, homicidal me. This time they won't catch me, though they may try, for they don't know I can fly. So if they should come at me through a window, I shall flee. I need a perfect kill, a little thrill. Carol Lee or Jean or Jack or Jill, anyone will do, a doctor, nurse or you. Homicidal me. One more time, this time they won't catch me, though they may try, for they don't know I can fly. So if they should come at me through a window, I shall flee. even though it might be 60 floors up. I need a perfect kill, a little thrill. Carol Lee or Gene or Jack or Jill. Anyone will do, a doctor, nurse, or you. Or you. Or you. Especially you. Homicidal me.
It's my type of song. So, Ralph, you write a lot of songs about murder. What's the deal with that?
Actually, I don't write that many songs about murder, but I did write a group of them back about 1987, because there was a movie called The Nut House. Now, I'd been involved in band work for about 5 years in Salt Lake and done a lot of live performances, groups like with names like Big Bang and the Boulders and all that. But the brother of one of them was writing scripts, and he was trying to line up some kind of financial deal. So he wrote one called The Nut House. And the Nut House thing, there was actually some cast meetings called, and there was, people that were chosen to play various parts and all this. And he wanted me to, it was supposed to be a comedy, not really a serious murder thing or anything. It was supposed to be a lighthearted comedy. So he wanted me to take the role of the killer, to be the killer in the thing. And I said, sure. And he asked me to write some songs for it. And so I wrote Homicidal Me. There's a friend of mine who actually wrote the melody. It's a nice song, actually, called Blue December Moon, but we won't go into that. With her permission, I used the melody and put the words Homicidal Me to it. And then, of course, things like Granny's Grave. Granny's Grave is a cool song. But another friend of mine had written that, and it was actually, the plan there was to release it for some kind of a Halloween deal that came off. Now, the killer song medley that's on the deal there, on the double CD, that I didn't actually write those words. I did put those words to music, because the killer song medley is actually words that came out of the script. I was actually asked to take the script and put music to the actual words that were. So I did my best to do that, and Hard to Be a Killer came out of that. And of course, things like You're Driving Me Crazy, I adapted that to You're making me psycho, don't you know, which is involved in the deal. Electricity, I adapted over to the shock treatment version to fit in.
Well, it sounds good. You're tuned into the Local Shakedown, a very special Local Shakedown, because we got Ralph Jean in the studio. We're going to go into another track on another album that's not Ralph Jean, but he'll be back in a bit. Play some more songs, and we'll talk with him more. If you want to give us a call, 303-492-1190 is the number. You can shoot us an email at dj@radio1190.org.
Yep. I have a track by the 3220 Jug Band queued up. This is Gene Harlow.
Well, Gene Harlow died the other day. These are the words that I heard her say.
What'd she say?
Her mother came to her bedside of crying. That relieved my soul and my child of nine. Leaves the hardest gate that I've ever had. Gene Harlow before she died. But you won't move that whole like your eyes.
Your shadow upon you, I cast my shade. Feel you won't wallow. Sometimes I know you feel weak, so you need someone like me.
Glory be, everyone is guilty.
Desert land, cross the rock and the mountain piles. We will stand on top of the mountainside, sing our song so the people sing along. But Jesus, oh, these people here, they picked up rock and stone. Cast us down, they started to break our bone. Jesus, 'cause we showed our fear, the people didn't want us here.
But Jesus, you're always walking around pushing in the people's pus, healing their limp and their dogged ways, putting your hands on their forehead. And Jesus, that's just not the way. 'Cause some people like to be weak, Jesus. Some people just want to believe in themselves and not some spirit floating around. So Jesus, when you touch people, some people just don't want to be touched. And Jesus, if you take my hand, I'll lead you to creation. Come across this promised land, yeah, we'll call it sweet salvation. Jesus, yeah, we are guilty. So I'll call out in glory.
All right, this is the Local Shakedown on Radio 1190 KBCU Boulder. That was Munley, and we're just going to go straight into another song from Ralph Jean.
Cimarron Moon, Dodge City Memories, Tombstone Days, and Deadwood Nights. 18 men that needed killing, using my six gun or Bowie knife. Laredo Moon, El Paso Memories, Tascosa Days, and Lincoln Nights. 28 men that needed killing, using a six gun or my Bowie knife. Then I started feeling all alone, so I drifted down to San Antonio to a pretty señorita.